Now, a Wellington internet data storage company is questioning Google's claim it can offer New Zealanders complete control over their information. The US giant is setting up a cloud region. This is a geographic area where data is stored online in this country, saying it will provide, these interesting new terms, aren't they, data sovereignty. The data company Catalyst Cloud says that's not true, Phil Pennington reports.
Doug Dixon of Catalyst Cloud was due to meet the Digital Minister David Clark yesterday to talk for the first time about domestic cloud capabilities on the same day that Google announced it would add what it calls a cloud region in this country, presenting it like this.
The New Zealand cloud region will give Kiwi businesses the choice to keep their data onshore and retain data sovereignty and drive their digital transformation efforts locally with speed, security and scalability at the core.
A region is a geographic area that offers a bunch of really fast computing services without the compliance hurdles of various jurisdictions. Google's press release quotes local firms saying the initiative will help them. Minister David Clark quickly chimed in.
Onshore cloud facilities give us stronger control of New Zealand's data because it is held here, where our laws and protections apply.
But Doug Dixon pushes back. His company Catalyst Cloud is at the opposite end of the size spectrum from the so-called hyperscalers like Google, Microsoft and Amazon, and has only just won approval to handle government data.
The claim of data sovereignty from any overseas owned technology company is not true. Overseas technology companies are governed and influenced by the laws in their home countries.
He says the minister should be challenged on his take about data control.
There's a total domination being attempted here. Global hyperscalers should acknowledge the limits of what they can offer, and they can't offer sovereignty in anywhere other than their home country. What hyperscalers should do is work with local cloud providers to create the best solutions for customer needs.
Lawyers say global connectivity, allowing online data to pass through many hands and devices, is a big aid to business, but raises problems of privacy, confidentiality and data ownership. And being onshore is no hedge. George Sadlier has worked on cloud tech for both Google and Microsoft.
As soon as you put your data into a cloud provider, and so as soon as you put it in the hands of an organisation that is based offshore, even if they store the data in New Zealand, folks offshore are going to have some level of access to it.
He says that access is very tightly controlled and security strict within the mega companies, but that it's not really been tested under American law whether the big companies must let the US courts or law enforcement into their servers wherever they are. George Sadlier says it's only possible to achieve data sovereignty at a price.
It involves building a self-contained environment that is operated entirely by people living in the jurisdiction. You know, that's going to be up to people of New Zealand. Like, what are we comfortable with as a nation in terms of where that data is held? But things change over time, and that data is always going to exist.
Catalyst Cloud's Doug Dixon says the government's approach is piecemeal.
We've got this digital strategy for Aotearoa, and it talks about moving pretty much everything onto the cloud. And the cloud isn't owned by Kiwis. It's owned by United States corporations from two separate states on the west coast of America.
Control is one problem, power another, with data centres using so much electricity that Singapore had a moratorium on new ones until earlier this year. The Energy Minister Megan Woods told RNZ there's no specific strategy for data centres, although they fit under work on sustainable energy. The Sustainability Council's Simon Terry warns the country must get this right.
New Zealand has to add a lot more electricity generation in the next 20 years just to displace coal, gas and petroleum fuels, not just to decarbonise, but also to get fuel supply resilience up. So we need to ensure all those bases are well covered before contemplating additional loads from data centres.
Minister David Clark says various cloud providers here complement each other and the government is open to working with all of them equitably. Google did not respond to a request for comment.